Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Kinkster's Attic. For episode 30, I have my first ever double guest episode. My guest for episode 30, well, my guests for episode 30 are Santina. Yes, that's right. I knew I was going to pronounce it wrong. I'm so sorry.
You're good.
And also, welcome back, Derek.
Hola.
Okay, so we talked a bit before the podcast, of course, on and off. And why don't you, Santina, why don't you start off by giving us your background in the kink world?
Sure. All right. So I've known about my foot and tickling fetish specifically since I was about 8 years old. You know, everything from just kind of looking at my mom's feet and sandals because she had really nice feet to loving the summertime growing up in Arizona and, you know, like seeing my teacher's feet and things, classmates. Mm-hmm. It was just a really easy thing to do. And I didn't know why I was so fascinated with it. And then, you know, I'm sure it started out the same for a lot of us, the whole tickling cartoons thing. Olive Oil was my first crush, even though I'm not really a Bigfoot fan. I just like loved all of her little predicaments. And I was like, you know what? That does something for me. I don't know what yet because I'm a kid, but I'm going to find out, you know, later on down the line. And then I pretty much lived in the shadows of it all the way up until I came out of the closet when I was 16. So I'm a lesbian. And then I was really kind of exploring what I was into and, you know, getting bold and tickling my girlfriends and things, seeing who would put up with it and who wouldn't. Kind of the same thing with friends. And then I joined the TMF, the Tickling Media Forum, under a few different aliases after I turned 18. Unfortunately, I haven't had anything but bad experiences, so I won't be back. But other than that, it's just been lurking. I do have a FetLife account that I've, you know, gone on and off with, but I would say that really just now, like the last couple of months, I've really been immersed into the community, but the kink world I have a lot of experience with personally.
Yeah, that's good. With the kink world, I'm always curious to ask this with people who have been involved. Do you find that you have more good experiences or bad experiences?
In the kink world specifically, I think I'd say neutral. And I say that because while I haven't had a whole lot of really great mind-blowing experiences, I haven't had a lot of horrible ones either. I also say it's on neutral ground because I'm misunderstood a lot. It's a lot of girlfriends or exes that I've had that were like, well, you know, why do you enjoy sex that way? And it gets a little bit tiring having to explain oneself, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. Yeah, because I you know, not to bring in too much of my personal stuff, but
no, please.
You know, I've also had a lot of people who aren't into these kind of things who question, well, why does it have to be done this way? Why do you like it done if this is involved but not that? You know,
right.
So, stuff like that. So I can very much relate to that, unfortunately.
No, yeah, exactly. And, you know, I would say my last relationship, you know, it was a real good mixture of good and bad. But unfortunately, I was kink shamed so badly that it oftentimes made me feel like I wasn't even a worthy enough partner to be with her. If that, you know,
yeah,
that was rough.
Yeah, I can understand that being rough because like I said before we started recording, I've also been horribly kink shamed in the past. Mm-hmm. And people who do not experience kink shaming, they think that the stuff doesn't exist, and it does. It you know, for the ones who haven't had that done to them, I would like to be them.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Right.
Well, I mean, that's a very personal attack if you think about it. I mean, this is
it
something that is very much part of you. And
yeah,
I don't know what to compare it to just off the top of my head. I haven't thought about it long enough since you said it just now, but
Well, it's like my sexuality, you know, I've been shamed for being a lesbian. It's the same thing. You cannot help a kink. That is you.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's what I said for a little while when I kind of came out with my own kinks and, you know, got busted and all this other shit. I said, you know, I'm not homosexual, I'm not bisexual, but I think my situation was very close to that experience in that you're always hiding it. You're always worried someone will find out. It's just a shit feeling. And so when you finally do, you're like, you know what? I'm actually okay with it now. That's your problem.
Yes, because you've been shamed so much, either by your own admissions, your own fears, or people just finding out and being shitty that you're like, yeah, you know what? Okay, fine. Yeah. I like this. So the fuck what?
Right.
Yeah, as long as those who shame you don't do anything too extreme, though.
Right.
I don't know, like calling the police even though you've done nothing wrong. I don't know. I don't know. I grew up in a, like I said before recording, I grew up in a fucked up area. So, but anyway, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just agreeing with you. Some people take it too far, but that's, you know, psychopaths. That's just what they do.
Yes, and unfortunately, they see us as a psychopath.
I just wrote something.
Isn't that ironic that we're not hurting anybody?
No, yeah. It's not. Like, as I told, you know, as I told some of my non-kink friends, I said, hey, you know, at least I stop when you want me to stop. You know, like, you're not, like, bound and gagged in a basement or something, or any fucked up shit like that. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Unfortunately, yeah. I blame the media for painting us as like they always take that one bad apple and then they're like, okay, the rest are like this.
Right.
Yep. I know. Oh my God. Like that thing I read about this guy breaking into like college girls' dorms and like tickling their feet.
Yeah.
And shit. I was like, that sounds like a joke.
Or they read it and it's like, oh, you're that. No, what are you talking about? That's insane.
Or another example. This just came out in the news. I don't know if you follow the news or not, or know Nickelodeon. I'm sure you heard about Dan Schneider.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. That stuff is recently coming out. So this is also something that's going to paint people who like
feet foot fetishes bad
and stuff in a bad light, because they'd be like, see, they're all like him when we're not.
Right.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I can only imagine.
Dan Schneider, he worked for Nickelodeon in the late 90s to mid 2010s, I think, around there. And several of the shows that he used, there were a lot of emphasis on teen girls' feet. They were barefoot. They were showing their soles a lot. And
putting their feet in their mouth. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And
it was really cringeworthy.
It was, yes. And there were rumors that he did some things to underage actresses. And then something came out that showed proof of that. And it just spiraled over the past recent years, I think.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. Plus, what I also don't like, I heard that Nickelodeon was trying to hide it, and that makes it even worse. Because, as someone who grew up with Nickelodeon in the 90s, it's like.
Plus, what you like. Chris, you cut out.
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yes, now I can hear you.
Yeah. And plus, for someone, you know, like, I'm a child of the 90s, early 2000s. So as someone who grew up on Nickelodeon and seeing that shit, it's like, okay, there's something wrong. You know, why did they allow that? I don't know.
Oh, well, you know, and I mean, so I was born in New York, right? So I'm 35. I definitely all up in that era and things too.
Yeah.
As a kid, you don't really pay attention to that shit, but I remember having a lot of where I was like, what? Especially being, you know, 12, 13 and watching some of these shows and seeing that. It made me feel embarrassed. And then I felt weird. And I was like, why is it happening on TV?
I don't want my dad to watch. I was like, wait, this is, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, wait, this is really happening on a children's network.
Right.
I don't know. But yeah, moving on. Well, moving on from the horrible incident, though.
And may he get what he deserves.
Yes. But moving on. It's like we were talking before. I think we mentioned this too, Derek, the last time we were talking. You know, most of the stuff that we sometimes get fetishes for, kinks for, you know, we see early on and then they evolve as we get older.
Right. Yeah, I wrote about that just yesterday. I'm trying to collab with a couple other people, writing a book about the industry, actually. I don't know if it'll ever come to light, but I've sat and written a chunk of mine, and I kind of went through that same talk you just mentioned. It's just bizarre, that radioactive spider bite that hits you at some point. I don't remember exactly what mine was. I know a lot of people, the generation, I guess it would be you guys, all seem to experience that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles tickling scene. That freaking infected an entire generation under me. I was just a little too old for that cartoon at the time. Yeah. But yeah, that was the one, man. It wasn't for me at all, but yeah, that caught a lot of people.
Yeah, I was too young when that stuff came out, but I went to a daycare center that showed a lot of like 80s stuff, so that's where I...
A bunch of them had... It's like, all right, well,
I think you broke up a little bit.
They were purposely trying to give us fetishes for shit.
I think you broke out a little bit. Can you repeat that?
Can you hear me?
I can, but you were breaking up when you were saying your last sentence.
Yeah.
Hang on a second.
But yeah, I completely agree.
It's rough. You were good up until about a minute ago.
Yeah.
Still there, girl?
Well, it's good that she's still on. She hasn't left yet, so that's a good thing that it's not disconnected. Because I've had people disconnect before. A few episodes ago, I had one person disconnect.
Why don't you guys talk for a little bit?
There you are.
Okay.
Hi.
So talk for a little bit, and then...
You're good.
I think. Hear any of what I said?
only the beginning, and then it started being choppy.
Oh no, I'm so sorry. I have no idea what's going on with my internet, but I'm trying to move to a different area.
You sound good right now.
Stable now.
Yeah, you sound good right now.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I'm just gonna sit my ass right here. All right. But yeah, I was saying, I don't know if, like, with all of the tickling that we've seen in cartoons, you know, like with, of course, the Teenage Turtles, all like three or four of them, the Popeyes, Digimon, all that. Like, I think they were trying to give us the shit.
Oh yeah, yeah. I had one person on my podcast say that some cartoons have made an entire generation of fetishists because of that.
Yes, I swear they caught us.
Yes,
I don't think anyone's 100% vanilla. I'll argue that too. Mm-hmm. I really don't. I think on some level somebody has something, just a little something, and even if you don't act on it, I think mentally it's in there somewhere. I do.
Exactly. Okay. I mean, like, how can someone be so pure and saintly without?
Even if you really just want to smack somebody on the ass, you know, there was a time, well, I don't want to get into boring ass history, but there was a time when, you know, oral sex and anal sex were outlawed, even on the books right now. So,
yep.
I mean, norms do change. I'm not saying I'm going to stick a butter knife in my ass anytime soon, but.
But you know what? They still hate when men fuck each other in the ass and women lick each other's pussies. It's just.
Yeah, that.
I don't
yeah.
know why, but they still hate on it.
Yeah, I agree. I've seen it.
Well.
It's unfortunate. It really is.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, there was what? Oh, yeah, it was the Victorians. If you showed an ankle or yes. foot,
yeah.
oh
that
God,
was like
no.
that was like horror for them.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy.
Oh, my gosh, an ankle.
Can you imagine the raging hard-on you would have gotten as a foot fetishist back then when you finally got to see one up close? And, oh, my God. Look at this.
Oh, heavens be.
I hope it's cute at least. That's all I gotta say.
How horrid would that be? You waited all that time, you slip her shoe off. Oh my God. This is terrible.
Well, they didn't bath that much back then, so maybe not. I don't know.
Oh no.
You unsheathed the Rancor's foot from Star Wars? Like, what the fuck is this?
Oh my God. Or maybe right. you get like Frodo feet or something.
Oh, you just stare at them like, you know what? I think I'm good. I don't have a foot fetish.
Hobbit feet. Yeah,
right, I'm over know. It. If this is what they look like, I don't need to see anymore.
Yeah, right. You just killed my head.
Yeah, it's instead of saying send nudes, it's like send ankles.
Hey, you know what? We're laughing. Maybe we'd be in a better place. Maybe we would, after all. I think it
fucking hilarious.
I don't know. I know. Maybe you should say that to your next model, Daring. Be like, hey, send ankles.
You laugh, however. So, did I tell you at all how I've connected with Santina? I don't think I brought that up.
You briefly did, but not entirely.
Okay. Reached out through her through, where was it again?
Tumblr.
Tumblr, thank you, right. And honestly, it was one of the, I'm going to throw this hook out there and see where it goes, because she has a post up, a very pretty one, and I went, oh, well, why not? It was one of those. So I sent my copy and paste, and she responded, and I went, oh, shit, okay, cool. Because I go through that a lot. It really is like fishing sometimes. And then I'll have people who express interest. We'll even exchange phone numbers. I get their ID. We talk. Everything seems kosher. And bam, ghost. It's okay to back out. I understand that. It's irritating as a producer when someone just ghosts and doesn't say anything. Because then you're left going, well, do I still have this person potentially? If you don't want to, please say no. It's okay. Well, what am I going to do? Yell at you? You know? But she did follow through. And it kind of went from there. It's to the point now. she's now writing my descriptions in my releases. So anyone that watches my stuff, you'll notice that with the newer releases the past couple of weeks, it's written much better than I ever did. Ty, what else do I have you doing? She's gonna take over my socials. We became fast friends. It's been very good. It's been very good. And
well, it's nice because we're both lifestylers, you know, like we can both talk about this shit all day long. It's a shared passion. And I think that it helps to have a male and a female in the industry. It really does.
Yeah, it does.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah, I completely agree.
I mean, so, like, I would, you know, even be willing to be a reference, you know, myself. I plan on working with Derek on quite a few things. Absolutely just loved collaborating and trying to make a name for myself as well. And it just helps, you know, this is a community where like we need the good people. We need to help build the good people and keep some of the bad and the toxicity down as much as we can.
Yeah.
Cause we deal with that shit enough outside of the kink community.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah. You know, even in the LGBTQ community, unfortunately I've experienced horrible things. You know, I'm bisexual, and you know, I've had gay men that want to be accepted be like, well, I don't like that you're bi, you know, you're a waste on women. And it's like, okay, you want to be accepted, but you won't accept me.
Right.
Oh my God. I remember. So I came out in 06 and it was a really, really cool thing to hate bisexuals. It was like, if I, you know, oh, you can't make up your mind, blah, blah, blah. And
yeah.
My stance on it at the time, I had a lot of trauma and I didn't necessarily date bi girls, but I had gotten into an argument with an ex-frenemy of mine because she was just going hard on bi girls, like, you know, they're disgusting, this and this and that. And I said, you know what, dude, unless someone is cheating on somebody, it really doesn't fucking matter and it's not none of your business. And she was like, well, would you date a bi girl? I said, you know what, if I was attracted to her and she didn't have an interest in any guy she was talking to at the moment, if she was all about me and could promise me she wouldn't be with men while she's with me, sure, why the fuck not? Shut her up.
Yeah,
just proving, yeah, exactly. You know, not every lesbian or gay man hates bisexuals. You know, a lot of us have trauma, but that's the person, that's on the person, not the bisexual label in general.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've only had
would understand that.
I'm sitting here. I didn't know any of this. I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, I only had it done once.
Oh yeah,
to me.
We got drama too. Over
yeah, I've only had it once to me. Like, you know, a guy said, "Oh, one night with me, and you'll never want another woman again." And I'm like, okay, someone's really full of themselves, or I don't know. I've only had it experienced once.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, but even just one time is just baffling. Like, excuse me?
Yeah. And he sounded really on his high. Exactly. Yes. God.
Was he even good looking? Tell me he was good looking at least.
Ugh, I wish.
Wow, it's always them.
He was an older man in like his 50s or 60s. And I was in my 20s at the time. Yeah, and I was in my 20s at the time.
Ah, dude, no, fuck that.
Like, he wanted me to call him daddy or something. I don't know. It was some guh. You know.
I mean, yeah, definitely no kink shame towards that shit either, but like, I don't know, man. At least don't be 60 preying on a 20-year-old is all I'm saying.
I don't know. Like,
keep it somewhat healthy.
I don't know. You see, I, as a kink, one of my kinks is like an older kink, you know, like especially when I was in my 20s. But at at the same time, you know, there were limits.
Well, sure. And, you know, not coming from a kink standpoint at all, more or less, just a lot of these older people know what they're doing when they're preying on younger people. Like, it's fine to have
the
fetish and things. The unfortunate thing is, like, I have a thing for older people as well, certainly. But I've had women take advantage of me because of that when I was younger. Now, you know, I'm 35. You can't take advantage of me. I've seen it all.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, that it's that, it's fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, shame on you.
Yes. And like, if there is anybody out there who is listening who is into older people, that is totally fine. Just be careful.
Oh yeah, definitely be careful. Yes.
You know, because unfortunately there's predators everywhere.
Oh just, yes, especially online.
Yes, it's ripe with them.
Yeah. I don't know. It's I don't know. Sometimes it baffles me when I think about this stuff, but then I'm like, okay, unfortunately this shit does happen and I can prevent it happening for myself, but unfortunately I can't change people's minds sometimes.
Right.
So I try to like decompress.
Sure. Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Just for a second to go back to what she and I, so how did that go? Santina threw the job out, you essentially took it, we went from there. So when she said, I got a girlfriend, I'm lesbian, I was like, well, okay, I don't care, I'm not trying to sleep with anybody. So not that she said that in any defensive way, but I wondered if she's going to work with me, but she didn't care at all. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You're okay. It's just relevant to the story. So I was interested in Derek and his studio specifically because I actually wanted to ask him if I could just be a lure. I am leaning actually on the switch spectrum. I really wanted to tickle my girlfriend and then have the opportunity to, you know, like tickle other people. And I've noticed that he also has a segment where he's tickled and I'm also tickling men. So I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, that's what I want to do. But then the more that we started talking, I was like, okay, what if I just like offered myself up? And then just like went from there. And I was like, oh, this is somebody I actually really want to leave for. So I've made a very like special connection in that mm-hmm. case. And that's why I've dedicated so much time specifically to Derek and his studio, because it's really kind of changed my life in the kink community. Like I'm getting to experience something that I always wanted to, but it never worked out because everybody lied to me on the internet about who they were.
People lying on the internet. Wow, that is so shocking. I never would have guessed.
I know. Isn't it insane? Man, I just wanted to have a tickle party. Shit.
Well, actually, I recently found out that there's something called, I don't know if you guys ever heard of it. It's called Nest.
Yeah.
It's a gathering of like tickle fetishists. Mm-hmm. And like they're it's a broad spectrum. It's straight, bi, gay, lesbian, you know, everything. And apparently you can register for it, and it's like one weekend. Mm-hmm. This weekend is this year is in April. It's like Friday mm-hmm. evening to Monday morning in mm-hmm. April. Where like it's like a fetish comic con, if I can use that analogy.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to Nest? Oh no, you just figured out about it, right? You just found out.
Yeah. A former, oddly enough, I did have another Derek on here, and he's the one who told me about Nest.
Interesting. And, yeah, no, I've known about Nest.
I was going to go, but then I found out the weekend they were having it. I was doing something that weekend, so unfortunately I couldn't. So I'm hoping maybe next year.
What about FetishCon?
I have not heard about that. When is that usually?
Derek, why don't you tell him about that?
It's August. That's primarily, it's very industry-based. That doesn't mean, you know, someone can't come along who's not in it. It's very, very industry based. That's where mm-hmm. I do a massive amount of work. Last year, I shot 15 people in 3 days. I was so exhausted.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I go there with a lot of money set aside. And I just shoot. But anyone who's getting into it, it's a good place to make connections. I don't want to say drama free because that's not true. There's drama everywhere, but I haven't experienced any. That's something I've actually pitched to Santina. I'm interested if she wants to go to that. I would gladly bring her along. There you go. So,
yep, I want to go. Let's go. Let's do it.
More than happy to, you know, pay her for her time. And hey, she'll get tickled all she wants to. So, that's more industry based than it is what you're talking about. I'm familiar with the gathering. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. A former guest I had on here told me about it during his episode, and then he gave me more information on it afterwards. I was planning on going, but I also found out the weekend that it's held. I was like, yeah, I can't really do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, especially since he was going to, you know, like he said, oh, we can share a hotel room. I can find you, you know, like, you know, I told him about like some of my tickle fantasies, and he was like, oh, yeah, I can definitely find you anything as far as what your interests are. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Have you heard about the napping things they offer?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they have something there where you can you can say this at registration when you register online for it, where you can be fake kidnapped during the weekend at any time.
Yeah. Now I'm familiar. I've heard of the activity.
Yeah. That, I don't know. When he told me about that, I was like, yeah, that sounds a little too extreme for me. I don't know.
I'm a couple days away from shooting another car kidnap scene. I shot one with Skull Candy Bree. We had a lot of fun with it. I work with a girl named Faye. She's out of LA. She's very new. We worked together once. She absolutely loved it. Couldn't wait to come back. So this time I lined it up where she's going to work with Bree and myself. So I have it loosely set. So when we get her from the airport, we're going to pull over somewhere. We'll film like she's hitchhiking. We'll get her in the car. Bree's going to grab her and it's going to go from there. This is the shit people hear who are, quote, vanillas and think they're psycho. No, look, I would never, ever actually condone something like that. Exactly. We're all very, very much in consent. We're
it's
just
all fantasy.
It's all fantasy.
It is, yes.
A lot of people have this fantasy who would never. How many women, I don't know what the statistic is now anymore, but how many women have rape fantasies? You know, it's high.
I'm one of them.
Oh, well, there you go. And I severely.
I've heard of tons that happen.
For me, like, and I don't even fantasize about being raped. I fantasize about being the perpetrator. I mean, everybody.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, you would never do that. And that's the thing people don't.
Absolutely not. No.
Connection mentally. I don't understand how they can't understand that. We play Call of Duty. I don't really want to go out and blow a bunch of people away and jump off buildings.
Right. No. There's just something about someone resisting you and you kind of pushing back. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's taking what you want. It's a completely primal thing, but it's meant to be done between consenting adults and consenting adults only.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, exactly. And since it's a fantasy, you know, your fantasies are placated to the play, you know, if it's real life, then yeah, you're probably not going to have all your fantasies pulled out.
Right.
Right.
You know,
agreed.
You know, I'm more of like a dom in recent years, but you know, when I was in my 20s, I was more, you know, of a switch, and you know, like I had fantasies of being, quote, you know, napped and stuff like that, but you know, if that happened in a different situation, yeah, that would be fucked up and wrong.
Right.
I agree.
There's a safe way to get it out, so to speak.
Oh yeah, I had so I don't know if I I've told this story several times, and if you are a repeat listener, I do apologize for repeating this story again, but yeah, I had you know, I do meet up with guys from time to time, not often, for like bondage and tickling, etc. And normally, you know, they're sane, they're safe, you know, talk beforehand, get to know each other, etc. Except there's this one guy on this podcast. I've told this story several times. He's known as the van guy.
The van guy.
I heard you say, "Oh boy."
Yes.
Yeah. No. So I met him on Zoo. So I met him online one time, and we were chatting a bit about fantasies, and he was into, you know, bondage, feet, tickling, etc., you know, stuff that I was interested in. And he saw on my profile that I liked, you know, kidnapping type of fantasies, you know, safe ones, of course. I should have put down safe ones. But you know, he said, "Oh, well, I have this van and I could hog tie you in the back of the van and tickle your feet." And I'm like, "Okay, can you tell me more about this?" Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Well, you know, we would get into the van. I would drive around for a bit with you tied up in the back, and then we'd stop somewhere and I would tickle you, and then that would be it." And then I was like, "Okay." So I'm like thinking about this and I'm like, "This sounds odd." So I'm like, "Okay, this sounds a little odd, but I'll ask him more questions to see what goes on." So I'm like, "Okay, where do you think of doing something like this? Like, where should we have it?" And he's like, well, someplace like, you know, someplace that's not in like a city area or a town area." And I'm like, "Okay, I live out in the country, you know, there, I live in the boonies of, you know, the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. So, well, it's not the middle of nowhere. It's like a small, I say like a redneck community, but
I get it. That's, small town that's living. The point.
Yeah. So I said to him, okay, I know of like two places, and I sent him like two places, and he said, not secluded enough. And that kind of was okay. Like, okay, I'm not going to, that was like red flag. No.
Yeah, it is a red flag. It is, absolutely.
Every time I suggested, like I even offered him, I was like, hey, you know what? If you're having trouble paying for like a hotel room or something, I can contribute towards a room. We don't have to do a van. Every time I mentioned something, he always brought up the van.
Really had the van
trying to kidnap you, man. Like, really kidnap you.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, you know, who knows what this psycho would have done? You know,
good,
he would have probably tied me up.
He was like, I'll just do something else. Jesus.
Yeah, you cut out again there.
Ugh.
What were you saying?
You cut out again.
No, that was so funny, too. Oh, man.
You can say it again. You can say it again. It's editing.
Fuck. All right. No, I was saying, because you were talking about the dude, and I was like, yeah, good, like, safety. Good safety there, asking him tons of questions, you know, because he was probably like, fuck it, I'll just kidnap somebody else. He was hard trying to kidnap you.
That's what makes me a little concerned, because you know I had already had some sessions prior to this. So what if he were talking to some newbie who was really gearing for something, you know,
because
I was a veteran player, you know, I knew what to avoid. You know, if he goes to someone new, they're probably going to just say, "Oh, sure. This seems great."
Oh shit, guys. So wait. So to that point, then, like, how many people do you think wind up like killed, like went to meet up for kink?
Oh, geez.
Well, this podcast is taking a dark turn.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm sorry. I just got done watching Monster, okay? I'm sorry.
I don't know.
But to be fair, you asked me to repeat it.
Is she gonna show up and clean in my own attic now?
Next week on the Kingster's Attic, which Game of Thrones character would you fuck?
Oh my god. Oh shit. I had to mute myself so I didn't die on fucking video shit.
It's okay. I can put this episode as an E for explicit. Don't worry.
Yeah, this is a pretty explicit one, man. maybe put like grape fantasies in there too. Like, hey, just so you know, this is mentioned.
Yeah, all of a sudden my phone explodes from all the inbox stuff, and I'm like, oh crap.
You've been reported. What the fuck? Blah, blah, blah.
Well, 30 some episodes in. And,
just shut down. Shut down. Talking about grape. We can't have it.
Oh, my God.
I've actually had, I want to say there's at least two I'm talking to now who I'm going to work with who I'm really honored that they'll work with me, because they've gone into some traumatic stories. I'm not drawing them out of people. They tell me, and I don't mind talking or listening. And I thought of that because of what you just said about, you know, what if this was a new person? And look, I'm super honored when someone new trusts me enough to go ahead and work with me, because they'll tell me these terrible stories, how they've been approached. And I just always wonder, like, how many people are doing this wrong. You know, I know horror stories from models in the business, because I work with a lot. I do know that. But the really terrifying shit, I mean, there's probably a ton that I haven't heard.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I know, even amongst producing, I know two girls. I trust them both very much. We all three of us get along. These two girls worked with a guy out in Texas. He just does straight up bondage. He's always been nothing but respectful with one of them. The other one, he took advantage and stuck his fingers on her in her while she was tied up.
Oof.
And
oh my God.
Yeah,
oh,
we were at the con and you know, my face dropped, of course. And she's telling the story in front of the other girl, and she's like, oh my God, I've worked with him a bunch of times. He's done nothing but good. And it makes you wonder, what was it in that moment? Did he see something in her that screamed, I'm a victim? Or what combination was it where he would do it to one but not the other? That's so terrifying, man. And it's no wonder people are so hesitant to get into it, or if they're approached, there's no wonder people hit the block button. I get it. I totally get it. So it's very difficult when you're trying to do the right thing and you have guys like that fucking it up for everybody else, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, that pisses me off so much.
Yeah, for good reason.
Jesus fuck. Yeah.
That's horrible.
I would. Yeah, no. I mean, he wouldn't have been alive after he untied my ass.
You would unalive.
You don't. Absolutely. Fuck around and find out. These hands are rated E for everyone. Don't fucking. don't you dare.
You know what? I had planned to gag her for the majority of her scenes here, but I don't know that I want to talk about that now. She's cracking me up.
When I'm cussing you out and everything, you'll get tired of it. You'll gag me.
Oh, I will. I have a gag fetish, so it's going to happen. But just the same.
Well, feel free to use my own socks. Just stuff them in there and tape it shut.
Will do.
Okay, this is something interesting.
Yeah.
I'm into all kinds of shit, man. Choke me while you're at it.
okay.
So yeah, this is definitely got to be rated E. We're explicit.
I've never been nervous to be tickled by anybody, but she actually has me low-key nervous. I will say it right here and now. She really does.
Hey, just from hearing her voice, I'm nervous.
What the hell? Okay, no, but honestly, I love to tickle. I'm really good at it, and you should be super afraid.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I. Yeah, if you
are you feeling bad for him over there?
No, because he's my shit, and he knows how bad I'm gonna wreck your shit. How about that?
I'm so, not scared of you. Just so you know, I'm really not. You don't scare me. None of your shit scares me.
Oh my God.
No, really, like I love that he thinks he's scary. He's not scary.
Oh, I can't.
You mean it's like is it like the exact opposite of like the bunny from Monty Python? Is it like the exact opposite of that?
Chris is gonna be sitting there with his popcorn ready to stream it like all right.
Sadly, I don't have popcorn. I do have pretzels, though.
Pretzels! Oh, my God. You know what's good? Pretzels and port wine cheese. That shit's good.
Ew.
I'm talking about the munchies. I have the mind. What? I have the munchies. I'm sorry.
You got the bad munchies.
Over here. It's not. It's good. It's really good.
See, that's why you said that crazy shit. You're too stoned to realize what you're saying.
No, I'm not. 24/7, I'm high, and 24/7, I will still talk shit to you.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I think I should have taken another CBD gummy before doing this episode.
I cannot wait for that moment that I catch on camera. That glaze of oh shit, I shouldn't have done
that. You think you're getting that from me? Oh, you think you're getting that from me?
No, I'm getting it from you.
Oh boy, that
would be so good.
Okay, well, adding on to this though, then what would you say your most like fucked up fantasy is then?
Mine or hers?
Hers.
Hers. Now.
Yeah, because I'm curious now. I'm like if you're okay. Scaring Derek, I'm wondering what is.
All right. Well, if we're talking about luring, I would say that the biggest fantasy I have is somebody being trapped in a box with nothing but their feet out, with a little speaker, and a little video so that I can see them freak out in the box. And I have to cover their feet in itching powder first. It's just makes them more sensitive, you know, let them suffer a little bit. Just sit there, watch their feet twitch as much as they can. Maybe occasionally take a feather or a paintbrush and, you know, irritate them some more. And when they're ready to just fucking lose it, cussing at me, screaming, get this fucking shit off my feet. Okay, you insist. Just gently scrub it off with something.
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
You know what? I
just hearing that made my toes crunch.
Jesus. Good.
I've began to embrace my masochistic side more, and I didn't think I really had one. I would actually let you do that to me.
Would you? Well, let's plan it then.
I've got a box. I can't fit in it because I only build it for girls, but
we'll build one for yourself then. Let's go. I'm gonna make you give me updates on your own coffin box.
Coffin box.
It's a coffin again, box. Again, this
can be taken depending on how you read that.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's gonna die in there. I'm not gonna stop. So you're talking about my deepest fantasies. Well, there you go.
Why in there? This sounds fun.
So there's no warning label that comes with your deepest fantasies?
No, no. And that's just one of them. I have so many. You
know, fun part so of
oh my God. Well, hold on. I'm an erotica author. So, yeah. Yes.
Yes, am I.
What were you saying, Derek? Oh, that's what's up.
The fun part about her is she's 4'11". So she's one of, quote, those, you know, small and explosive package type thing.
Yeah, trust me. My sister-in-law is 4'10". I understand.
Is she? Is she a little firecracker? You have to be to survive in this world when you're small, man. Mm-hmm. We're scrapping. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, my sister-in-law is 4'10".
Oh, shit. Yeah, she's even shorter than me. The issue that I get with most women, because I attract a lot of mask girls, and then they expect me to be soft and sweet and submissive, and I step to them, and they're like backing up, like, whoa, this isn't what I asked for, and I'm like, all right, well, go find you some submissive little princess then. Like, no hate towards them, it's just not me.
No.
Yeah, I know a lot of tall female doms who want to dominate like small females, and whenever they meet a small female that's really strong, they're like, no, I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, stay away. That's just the thing is, like,
I can't wait.
My personality is 5'10". Like, the fact that I'm 4'11 is such a disservice. I don't know what God thought he was doing, but I mean, science. He's like, I wonder if I just, you know, put some spice in the really short ones.
I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be a very good meet. I think it's going to be great. I'm more than happy to let her do it. I don't know. I usually dread it because I don't particularly like being pickled, but I'm really looking forward to it with her. But I also can't wait to wreck her. If you've seen her pictures yet, this girl has gorgeous feet. They look like pillows. I'm not kidding.
Oh, you.
Hey, I'm being honest with you. Yeah.
Well, they're really ticklish. And
Oh, boy.
But you know,
now I'm curious.
I'm still gonna brat. my deviant art is Fetish Kitten 1126. If you do want to look, I have a bunch of all free content on there.
Mm-hmm. You got our OnlyFans too. That'll eventually start churning.
Unfortunately, I can't use OnlyFans. I'm paying off like $1,000. Loans stuff, so I can't use OnlyFans anymore.
Don't even worry about it. Just enjoy what I have to offer over there. I like the attention's nice.
Wait a minute. I have to check this shit out now. Wait a minute. So what is your DeviantArt again?
All right, so it's fetish, but with the two T's, like Derek's brand. And
yeah.
Then kitten.
Here, I'll send 11, you the link. I've got
1126.
11. Okay, that's, yeah, I knew it wouldn't come up. For some reason, it's giving me too many other stuff.
I have it handy because whenever you write the description, I always add it in real quick. So,
okay, yeah, because I don't know. As soon as you try to type a username into DA, it's like,
DeviantArt sucks.
I sent it in the group.
Nowadays it does. It didn't used to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
get that now. It should be there.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, it does truly suck. I don't know why it's. I don't know. I heard it's ever since Eclipse happened. That's what I heard. It's ever since Eclipse. That's what happened.
Eclipse.
Yeah, since they allowed like video clips.
Oh well, no. There's something or like something. Yeah, so DeviantArt, they started something called Eclipse a few years back, and there was huge ban on it and stuff like that, and it's too complicated to explain sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Plus, you know, you have to pay for like premium contents in order to get certain things, and it's
yeah. Like, wait a minute now. Yes.
Yeah.
I can see if those things were worth it, but they're not even worth it anymore.
Well, it all depends what creator you might be following. Like, I have a gallery there now where I think it's $25 or $30 a month, and I will take my full-length video clips. I'll chop out a 3-minute segment because it only takes smaller files. And I've got 15 clips I constantly rotate weekly. I put a new one, take an old one out. And for people who might not have the money to buy full-length clips or buy my site or whatever, I have that option there for them. So, you know, $25-$30 a month, you've got a constant rotating library of clips. You won't get the full Monty. I mean, I can't practically give it away for free, but, you know, I'm giving you an 4-minute chunk of action. So,
hey, that's enough for a lot of people, man. Like, if I got a good clip, I'm coming in like a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
So I was able to get the link, and you're right. Her feet are kind of nice. Yeah. Oh my God.
Thank you. Enjoy.
Oh, I will.
Listen, oh my God.
They're feather ticklish. I said, oh my God, I'm going to ruin this woman.
Wait, okay. Now I need to know more information. Wait. So besides feather ticklish, what other tools have you found out work?
So like paintbrushes, toothbrushes, but makeup brushes are the worst. Like, they're soft, they're bristly. There's a lot of bristles on them and in concentrated like areas. Oh my God. It's like electricity all over my feet. It tickles so bad.
Well, what area would you say is the worst on them?
Do I want to answer that? shit. I'd have to say my toes are extremely bad, and so are my arches, but the balls of my feet tickle, and so do my heels and my ankles and the tops. So really,
so everywhere. Everywhere. Yes, everywhere.
Feet.
Oh my God.
From ticklish. The ankles.
but honestly, I'm ticklish everywhere. Like my nose, my elbows. I'm sure my fucking teeth are ticklish. It's ridiculous. I haven't tried it, but you know.
You just built a new fence. Some kid just heard that.
Oh my God.
Now teeth tickling for the next generation of kids.
But wait, how do you know that it's teeth tickling and not biting? That's
biting.
But like, is there a difference between teeth tickling and biting?
No, I think she meant actually tickling her teeth, not using them to having them.
Yes. Nibbles tickle me, and if you bite my feet, I will probably kick your teeth out unless they're very restrained.
Well, you've come to the right place.
Like I'm just saying, like, my feet better be like cement locked in, because if someone starts nibbling my feet, there go her teeth.
I'm not beyond.
Or his teeth, God. Or anyone's. I'll just make sure I'm in there.
Oh, it's gonna be so good.
Is it too late to take the branding back?
Yeah, I think they need to be like double restrained or quadruple or whatever restrained. I don't know.
I'll give you what I got.
I don't know. Maybe like cement bricks or something. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I've actually tried to concoct a way to do that. I'm like, how can I do this? Because I know cement's not safe for skin. Okay, fine. What else can I do close to that? I've honestly sat and pondered it a little bit in between all the other shit that I'm doing. What's wrong with me?
If only there was a substance that was like pillow soft for the person being encased in it, but it was, you know, just like ironclad and maybe something soft on the inside and hard on the outside. Like you can build something like that.
I don't know. It's oof. Yeah.
You're still looking, aren't you, Chris?
I am too mesmerized by what could possibly...
So do you have any requests while we're here? What would you? How would you like to see Derek tickle me?
Oh, I thought you heard him say, get me get it done. Of course, he's bisexual, so you leave me the fuck out of this.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, also, what do you want me to do to him? Absolutely, tit for tat. Yeah, if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander.
I think Derek has suffered enough, to be honest. From what I've seen, his site and bought a few of his videos. So from what I've seen, I think he suffered enough the past few years.
What I'm trying to do is get him to have me work with other of his tickle models who like to tickle, because that would be just
awful.
I don't know, man. I'm trying to be on your side, but it's not working.
I think you're doomed. See?
Sit down to her. I'm taking requests. Fuck it.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. If I were you, I'd probably find like the most ticklish girl ever and just sacrifice her to her. So this way you can just run and escape.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. You know. Just because from what I've heard so far, I'm like, even I'm scared. Heck, when you told me how you tickle, even my toes scrunched at one point. Jeez.
Oh, absolutely. It's the anticipation. You got to be slow about it. Everything from taking off the sock to letting them know exactly what's going to happen, how they can't move.
That is a total mind fuck for me. Ugh.
Oh, I love it. No, I love it.
That's a total mind fuck for me. Oh, fun.
Mm-hmm. I did Derek's favorite turns. Way to.
Did you watch all of the videos I did with her so far, Aries?
If you're talking to me, I have.
Yeah. So. I don't know if the audio caught it, but there was a point on the table, and I think I still have one more table video of hers to release, I think. But if it's one that's out there now, there was a point, I went to the head of the table, I adjusted her head strap, and I still had the camera going, and I leaned down and I said, hey, you're fucked.
Oh, I saw that one.
What a delicious moment. Sorry.
Yeah, are you just, you know, bringing that up to taunt? Again,
maybe.
I'm just
gonna smirk at you. What are you curious about, Chris?
Yeah, I'm also curious. Like, have you like had like any like have you like tickled couples too, like both a male and a female together?
Me
not you, Derek. Not Derek.
Okay. Okay, you're talking to me. Yeah. Well, I've tickled one lesbian couple, but they also tickled me, and they had it coming. That was more of a tackle, I'm going to fucking get you, okay. And if you intervene, I'm going to pull you down and get you too. But I have never had the opportunity to tickle a female and male couple, but have always kind of wanted to, like, really demasculinate the man in front of the girlfriend and then tickle her. Like your man's ticklish. He can't save you. I'm going to tire him out and then I'm going to tickle you.
That has always that's always made me curious to see. I've seen bondage scenes, but I've never seen tickle scenes of that, unfortunately. There's a site called, well, it's probably not around anymore, but it used to be like Captured Couples.
Are you talking about Tickling Paradise?
No, this was another one. This was purely bondage, but it mixed in some tickling occasionally. it was like Captured Couples. I think it was FM Concepts that did it.
Yeah, that's a smart idea. Yeah.
But they rarely did tickling, though, and I would have loved to see that.
That's always the way it is, dude. That's always the way it is.
Yeah. But it was that same concept of what she said. It was like, you have the couple tied up, and it's like, oh yes, I have your man, and et cetera. You know, it's exactly that, except without the tickling. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. No, you got to throw tickling in there.
Exactly.
You just have to.
Exactly. It's,
bondage stops. You know what pisses me off? I can't stand when I'm looking for videos or so, just something, and it's like, oh, bound and tickled, and it looks like it's a good kidnapping tickling scene, and you're like, that's awesome, and then you just watch 24 minutes of a girl struggling and on the ground, and I'm like, all right, can someone tickle her? Like, usually the feet are cute, and then they zoom in on them. I'm like, you're teasing me. Can you tickle them, please?
I have fought the same thing. I have fought the same thing. Yes, I have fought the same thing.
Well, we've had this conversation. That was a good chunk of the genesis how I ended up doing this. It drove me insane.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of bondage producers, I mean, it was solid stuff. I'm like, okay, all right, she's right there, and go. And nothing ever.
Right.
And I'm like, oh my God, you're driving me crazy. A lot of the TK community, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to offend anyone. If that's your thing, that's your thing. I always have to preface it with that. But I don't like the stocks and hairbrush over and over and over and over. If that's your thing, cool. There's no problem with that. I don't like it. So I didn't like that there was like no middleman there. It drove me nuts. I'm like, come on, please combine the two. Let's go hardcore and let's actually tickle these motherfuckers.
The funny thing, the funny thing is, and I'm not getting down on like the straight tickling producing community, but I've also seen like in the gay tickling producer community, you know, they do combine that a lot of the times.
Well, like, I've seen that, and I'm straight.
Yeah, like there's, I think he's still around. There's this guy in Connecticut. He runs Captured Guys, it's called. Where, you know, it's guys in bondage, but because he has a foot fetish too, he also tickles them sometimes in his videos.
Mm-hmm.
So that, yeah, but I totally get it. Like, you know, if you have someone just struggling, you know, you eventually want to see something else after a while. I do agree with that.
Well, it's not just that, but to me, I think I've started to vocalize it a little more. I've done it a couple of times. Like, I do that one series, Hog Tickled, and I've said a couple of times now, all right, we're gonna see how your bondage works or something to that effect, because anybody can get tied up and, all right, go ahead and struggle around for 15, 20 minutes. And they put the show on, they're struggling. No, we're actually going to have somebody animate it and see how the ropes or whatever I've got you in work, because it's not just an axe sitting there kind of tugging away on it. No, we're going to do it. Well, I have a lot of fun with that one. That's such a funny position, because I'm old enough. I remember when Bonded Studios, they did several different positions. I only ever wanted to see the hog tie. And let's be honest, if you think about it, the hog tie is just, quote, the pose. And we all as foot fetishes know what the pose is.
Yep.
It's a hog tie is essentially that. You're forcing someone into the pose, right?
And exactly.
I mean, what's a better position to tickle somebody in than that, in my opinion? I love that pose.
Yeah, same here. Like, you know, like I've seen videos where someone's like spread eagle and tickled, and that just, I'm not really into the spread eagle thing, because since I'm a foot fetishist, I mostly want to see, you know, the feet being tickled. And sometimes with spread eagle, even though it's nice to see sometimes, you know, they're not the main focus.
Right. And, you know, I'm a business first. Yes, I'm into the lifestyle and whatnot, but I keep myself business minded, and that's why I have a few different series, like that Tickled and Steel one that I do. They're laying there, spread eagle, and, you know, access in a lot of places. I do those because I do hear the upper body community complaining and wanting that. So I toss that in there for them. Is it my thing? No, it's really not. But I'll still, as long as it sells, I'll put it out there.
Now I have a little.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, even for me, my chair and the table sell the best. For me personally, I would do the table all day long, every day. Because again, I'm a foot fetishist. I like seeing them pinned together, and now we're just going to go from there. A lot of people love that chair, and this is how picky some of this stuff gets. And you guys are the same way, I think. We all are. I don't even particularly like the chair. It's fun. I enjoy shooting it, but I don't like it anywhere near like the table. And why? Because the feet are spread apart. How crazy is that? But it's true. I want them together. I don't know.
I have kind of a different view than you guys do. Hog tie is not my favorite, only because the feet oftentimes look so far away. As much as I do love it zoomed in on the face and watching the suffering, and I'm also an upper body fan, more so feet, because of course the foot fetish comes into play. But, you know, I prefer like a girl locked in stocks, but the stocks actually be good, like hold the fucking ankles, not a bunch of being able to move around. I often also like the hands in there too. Right. You know, spread eagle, I can agree. Unless it's an upper body scene, then I'm all about it, as long as the upper body tickling is good. Yeah. But the table is my favorite too, which isn't to say that I haven't found hog tie tickling videos that I've loved. It's just not my go-to.
Well, yeah, there's nothing wrong with stocks. I do like stocks too. It depends on the scenario though.
Sure. And there's all different types of ways to stalk. I mean, I like the idea of even having a girl in a straight jacket kneeling with her feet, you know, like away. So she's not like facing the tickler, but like then, you know, the feet are.
Yeah, I like that too.
Encased in some kind of stock. It's still a stock. It's just not traditional.
Exactly.
You're talking like face down, like ass in the air, essentially. Is that?
I mean, you could do it that way, or you could just have her kneeling if it's more comfortable. You know, maybe like the back of the straight jacket. Okay. There's a tie to the. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just my mind running away with me.
I don't want to.
Yeah,
sometimes I don't think.
Oh, you're going to find out all the inner workings of it firsthand. You know what? Derek's going to message me and he's going to go, all right, I will pay you an extra $250 per session to never tickle me again. And I'll still tell him I'm still going to tickle you. So
I think this is a good time to mention that I am searching. I think this is a good time to mention that I am searching for part twos as well. So if you want to come back on and.
I will never punk out. I will never punk out.
All right. We'll see.
We will.
I don't know. It's okay. Then with the positions though, like what would you say is your favorite like bondage, like tickle tool then?
My favorite tickle tool or like bondage setup?
Tickle tool.
Okay. Feather. I love being feather ticklish. I love feather ticklish girls. I like a variety of feathers. Fluffy ones don't do it for me as much as the stiff ones, unless you're like weaving them in between someone's feet while you tickle them with a stiff feather too. That's hot.
That's so odd because I've tried feathers a few times and the fluffy ones tend to work a lot better on the girls that I've tickled than stiff ones. So that's
interesting.
Odd. Yeah. Like I actually prefer
You like the fluffy ones?
Yeah, from my experience.
What's your favorite tickle tool?
Mine or his?
Both of your guys's.
Well, I'll let you go first, Derek.
My fingers.
I could probably guess.
He said his
fingers work pretty well. They work pretty well from what I see.
What?
Well, if we can choose body parts, then I would say my tongue.
Body parts?
Yeah. So
I like tickling with my feet.
I would say tongue, but if we can't choose body parts, I'd say a hairbrush.
Oh man, I can't do hairbrushes unless they're like it's a soft bristled boar's brush because it'll hurt my feet. They're just too sensitive. I can't handle it.
Oh yeah, no, I don't do the really hard brushes. Trust me, I've been there with hard brushes. Ugh.
Yes, I'm like that is not tickling anybody with really sensitive feet. Like holy shit,
it's pain.
Mm-hmm. Yes, pain.
I think I had one so. One time when I was tickled, a guy did have one of those big brushes, like big hair combing brushes, and he tried it on my soles, and oh my god, my soles looked so red afterwards. And I think accidentally scraped part of my sole too, because he was too hard.
Ow. Oh god. Oh,
yeah.
Dude. Oh
yeah.
I am sorry. Yeah.
So after I was like, no brushes ever again.
Yeah. Yeah, I would, oh my god, gave you rug burn on the bottoms of your feet. That's terrible. Yes.
Yeah. So now I stick with
How long did it take you to
How long did it take me to recover?
Yeah.
I'd say not that long. It wasn't that deep. It was like maybe a month or two.
Ooh.
That's a long time, though. It's in your feet. You got to walk on that shit.
Well, it only hurt for a week, but the mark was there for a month or two.
I see what you're saying. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad it wasn't as bad as it could have been, you know?
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse. There was no blood, thank God.
Ugh. Yeah.
But after that, I was like, you know what? No more. No, I won't even use them when I'm a tickler. That's how much I'm...
Just not about it. Yeah, I don't blame you. Not at all.
It's not. I don't know. The most I use, if I do use a tool, like I might occasionally use a feather, but I find my fingers and my tongue work a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
At least from my experience.
Tongues are nice. Tongues are nice. I like to tickle upper bodies though with my toes. That's
what were you about to guess? You said you bet you couldn't guess what I like to use the best. What were you going to say?
I'm not telling now.
Oh, come on. What were you going to say?
All right. So you don't even have it listed on your Etsy site. So I don't know what the fuck it's called, but it's this little black cylinder thing. And as soon as you show it to the girls, they're always like, ah, fuck you. Fuck that. And I'm like,
no, it's on
what
there.
What is that?
It is on
what
there. Is it? It's the one I call the shocker.
The shocker? So it shocks?
No, see, everyone thinks that. The reason I call it that is because when it first touches someone, usually it's a, holy fuck, what's that? It's just what you just said. And so it comes to a shock to people, so I name the son of a bitch a shocker.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Lose the shocker before I come to see you, okay?
Yeah, okay. Noted.
Oh, my God.
No, seriously. That tool, oh, my God. Every time I see it come out in a video, I'm like, fuck. Like, what is that? I don't even know what it is.
Oh,
then tell me, like, what is it? What is that thing? Why does it?
I can't tell that. I can't tell. That's, this shit is for sale. Marketing.
What do you mean?
I can't give my secrets away.
Excuse me. That's rude. Illegal.
That's like when people say, that's not fair. Where the fuck did you sign up for fair here?
Chris, call the cops. Take him away.
Oh, who's scared now? That's right.
I'm going to steal it and throw it out the fucking window is what I'm going to do.
Okay. I have a whole bag of them. I sell these.
Fuck you.
As much as I would help you, I really want to see him tickle some of my friends in the future, so I'm sorry.
Wow, Chris, all right. Just complacent as shit. Derek's like, we're everywhere.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. If I can convince some of my female friends to model for him, I definitely would.
They just don't want to or afraid of being tickled.
Yeah, they don't. They don't see the sense and the enjoyment of it. Let's put it that way.
You know what the shame of that is? Okay, so as a female, and I don't know if it's a difference with males, but it very well might be. I was tickled a lot, you know, non-consensually when I was a kid, and if it weren't for the fact that I'm wired to like this. I've definitely, you know, wondered, which, you know, to that point, like I've told Derek, like I love tickling, I love everything to do with it, but I don't lee for very many people because of the experiences that I've had.
Yeah, which is understandable. Mm-hmm. You know, like I do have some female friends that don't mind me tickling them, but then again, they've known me for years. They know that I would never do anything to them. So... Right. You know,
different.
If I try to introduce them to someone new, they're going to be like, okay, who is this person that you want me to meet?
Right.
And it's right. not going to matter yeah. if the person is good or not. They're just going to be, that's going to circle sure. in their head. So it's going to be like, okay, what? Plus they're not also, I think the majority of my friends who are fine with me into feet and tickling, they are only fine because it's me, because they trust me. Like, I think right. outside of that, they're like, okay, I can do this for Chris, but not for anyone else. You know, something like that. I think she muted herself.
Wow, I was talking this whole time. Yeah. yes, that makes sense. Derek, shut the fuck up over there. You know what? Keep laughing. I like your laugh. It'll give me a preview. Can we have that conversation? Hey. Listen, I am a bud tender by trade. You keep weed out of this. my day job, yeah, everybody.
Like I said, the most I do is CBD gummies.
Are you even curious about it at all, or just not really?
I can't really. Partake. When I was younger, an infant, I had open heart surgery, so any smoke makes me gag 10 times worse. Yeah.
Okay, so then what about like THC gummies instead of the CBD ones?
Yeah, I don't want to be high. I just want something to deal with my autism. And the
fair enough. Hey, fair enough, man.
I call the CBD gummies my toleration gummies because it makes me not chew people's heads off.
CBD is a wonderful cannabinoid. It definitely has a lot of medicinal benefits, and I'm glad that you're taking advantage of it.
Yeah, the one that I get is from a company called Wild.
I love Wild.
Yeah, it's CBD and
it's
the peach.
They have just right. They have peach CBD. There's no because okay.
It's the CBD and CDC.
Okay. The only ones that I know of by Wild, the peach, they're one-to-ones. So they're CBD and they have THC in them as well.
Well, the one that I have, it says non-THC. It says CBD and CBC.
Is it Wild, WYLD, or a different brand? Just curious.
One second. Let me grab the bottle for my...
Okay.
Yeah, it's let's see. It says peach gummies CBD plus CBC.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Well, you know, that's not to say that they don't market in other areas, and I'm in a completely recreational and medicinal state just for the Makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, it's mostly, even though I get them from a CBD store, it's mostly for, like, my mood and craziness. But that's, trying
no,
to
No, it's
think
an interesting that. Tidbit. Thank you for sharing with me.
Yeah, but cycling back, though, I'm trying to think of what else, like, just hearing your experiences, my mind is like circling with like thousands of questions, and I'm like, wait a minute, I'm
trying to hone in on one.
It's like overload. It is like overload.
Listen, I'll tell you, she is a gem, and I say this without kissing anybody's ass. I'm not that way, but I've very much been blessed to meet her. I think this is a really good
same way.
No, this is a really good partnership. She's a good friend. I am forever thankful that I got to meet her. I'm very excited to work with her. I see this happening for a good while. She's been an enormous help to me. I don't know if she believes it. I'm like, no, I think you get a sense of how much I do every day now.
Yes.
That's on top of vanilla job. So, I mean, really, you helped me a lot. It means a lot to me. So I do appreciate everything that you do.
Of course. It gives me something to do. It's fun. It's, you know, and then Chris, you don't know this about myself, but I have a pretty extensive background in marketing too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is, it's, it's nice to be able to get back into that since I'm currently not working in the marketing field.
Well, that's pretty neat.
Yeah. I mean, being able to market something that you love is like the dream. Like, you know, none of us would be working at, you know, Walmart or dispensaries or any random fucking place, the police station, if we could just, you know, do what we wanted all day.
Right. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
So, hey, you know,
exactly.
Derek, you don't give me, or you don't give yourself rather enough credit, you know, because I don't know, you've changed my life with it too. And this is nice. And now I'm on Chris's podcast. And it's just nice. It's nice to meet other people in the community who are just as passionate, because I've just lived in the shadows for so many years, pissed off that nobody could be honest with me.
Right. Now, something drives you with passion as opposed to necessity or oppression, it feels good. I have never been one that, I remember even as a kid, like I got obsessed with Star Wars, surprise, and it drove my grandmother crazy because everything I did was Star Wars, everything. And then every phase of my life, every time I got into something, it's like I go 100 mile an hour at it. And it's no different than with this. I mean, I've had this, I make it sound like a disease, but I've had this since I was a toddler. It's not going to go anywhere. And so I just found a way to have that outlet. And I think that's the only reason that I go as hard at it as I do. I don't feel like it's never a chore to me. You know, there are parts of it I don't like doing, like with the descriptions. You're very good at it. So I'm more than happy to let you take those over. And I'm highly entertained when I read them now. So, here's a little tidbit for you, Chris. The descriptions now, like I told you earlier, she's writing them. So she started doing a feather rating, right? That'll be overall how good is it, just like any other movie. Well, I've got this other idea. You want to tell them? Because I don't know why I'm awkward with it. I don't know why I did.
Uh-uh. Sure. So in there was one video that I actually really just super enjoyed, and I came to really fast, and I decided to put it in the description. Like, hey, like this, I needed to bust a nut and the nut was busted. You know what I mean? Like, I just like put it in there. And Derek was like, you know what? You should start a time, like time to come rating too. So basically just like, this was the timestamp that I orgasmed to some poor bitch being tickled.
It might also be insulting though, because if you say like an hour, then you know he might be like, okay, is the video
oh
bad?
I'm not an asshole. No, I'm not an asshole. I'm not gonna do it in every one because it looks disingenuous. I only want to do it to the ones that I'm like actively like, hey, like I wanted to, you know.
Well, maybe instead of like out of five feathers, maybe just put like a feather stamp, and whichever one is like the highest, just put the stamp on.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. The feather ratings are staying, but I mean, I haven't given a single girl a poor rating. I mean, Derek does a wonderful job. It's great. It's just to my personal tastes, you know? So I'll put in there, like, the only reason this got maybe a 4.5 is because I don't really like the setup. But I like the model. I like the tickling. You know what I mean? There are models that Derek knows about where I've been like, hey, I'm not going to review this person for whatever reason. They either just don't do it for me or whatever. And, you know, that's fine because I don't want to be disingenuous. But that's rarely happened. I can only think of one instance, you know, and it was like, oh, yep, you know what? Probably not that. He was like, I understand. And it's not like it's ever being broadcasted. You know what I mean? It's just random videos that I'm doing, the new ones, some retroactive. So yeah, it's just a way for people to kind of see like, hey, I have the membership. I watched the video. This is what you can expect. You know, it's as a creator myself, the last thing that I would want to do is make anybody feel like, oh, well, it wasn't good. Or because that's just the thing about Derek's studio is I haven't found a video that I haven't liked yet. No. You know, like, and I'm picky. I'm really picky. I like real shit. If you're not ticklish, I'm going to catch it. If the setup's not good enough, I'm clicking off. If you know what I mean? Like, if I don't like the vibes, goodbye. And when I found Derek, I was like, where the hell did the studio come from? It's Extreme Bondage, beautiful girls, lots of tickling, lots of desperation. Like, sign me the fuck up. That's all I want. You know, I'm simple.
I don't know. I'm curious now, though. Like Derek, have you ever wanted to combine like your fetish videos with like Star Wars or something? Like maybe do like a Prince of Leia or something? Like Princess.
I don't.
Oh my god.
There's
no.
Plenty of studios with the cosplay stuff. I applaud them. They're good at it. It's not remotely my thing. The closest thing I have to any fantasy is when I do, obviously, the horror characters or something like that.
Yeah.
That's the closest thing. I'm probably not going to venture into that. I'm not knocking it. It's just simply not my brand is all.
Yeah. Well, it might be easier for you. Like, you know, like I'm a history nerd. You can't really do much with that.
George Washington getting it.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
That's even weird even for me. That's even weird even for me. No.
That was hard to ticklish.
Maybe the closest thing is like Salem witch trial tickling or something. I don't
there
know.
You go.
I don't know.
I always thought that too. I'm like, instead of burning them at the stake, they're beautiful women. Just tickle a confession out of them. What the fuck?
Yeah,
these people
yeah,
are
exactly.
stupid. Like you burn under the ground and then what? There's nothing. Like just tickle them.
Yeah, or they get punished. Like thou art going to be my tickle slave or whatever. Yeah, you know, whatever. Puritan.
Right. 1,000%.
I don't know. It is what it is. I don't know. Because I'm not knocking the stuff, but I remember seeing such cliche, I don't want to call them role plays, but they kind of are in some videos that I've seen the past decade and a half.
Mm.
I don't know. Like I'm thinking of other like tickle fantasies people have, and I hear all these great tickle fantasies, and then I see, you know, something that I don't know. It's I can't pin a word to it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, usually, you know, I've always heard that fantasy is better than reality sometimes.
It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess because I've always been a fan of like real tickling scenarios, real bondage, real, you know what I mean? Like, yes, of course I know that girls aren't, you know, out here every day being tied down to a table and tickled. Yes. Like that element, it is still meant to be viewed in fantasy, but it's Derek, his tools and the girls. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's cut out all the middleman shit. I mean, but that said, like, I wouldn't be against a producer filming like two girlfriends tickling each other and one overpowering and just completely decimating the other. I like scenarios like that, but not so much the like superhero tickling thing, unless it's art. I love
exactly
all of the creative ways that people
it's
come up with.
It's different if it's art. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's different if it's art.
Yes. Yep.
I will agree with that. But plus it also, if you also, another thing though too is like, especially with the simple fantasies, if you've lived out those simple fantasies, seeing it as a fantasy is different because you're like, okay, I've done this before, so I already know what it's like.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It does. It absolutely makes sense.
Like I'll use myself as an example, you know, like Derek, I think I told you this the last time you were on, you know, when I think I told you the story where I did tickle. I had a former professor of mine who really liked me.
And
after having her for a class, of course, when I wasn't her student, you know, I tickled her feet, you know. So that's something that, you know, like if I already did that to someone, then why should I watch the fantasy of a fake teacher being tickled if I've already done that?
Valid.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's my opinion.
Sure. Well, yeah, the whole time I had never gotten to tickle a teacher, sadly, because I can think of several over the years that I've wanted to.
people have questioned how lucky I was to do that, and I was like, hey, that could have gone seriously wrong, and even I myself am shocked that she said yes. Like, I thought that she would question, and the whole time I just said, you know what, okay, yeah, just put your feet up and close your eyes. I thought, okay, she's definitely gonna question. She's like, oh, okay, no problem. And I'm like,
wow.
I'm like, what, how is this happening?
Us more about it. I'm excited.
I think Derek, didn't you say that there has to be something that she liked if she was able to? I don't know.
She had to know something, dude.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I say. But you were saying.
I think she likes the attention. Women like attention. Well, guys do too. People like attention.
Sure.
And I think she knew what was up. And she giving you something you liked, and it was fawning on her, and yeah.
Well, also another thing you have to realize is that she also did a lot of foot play often during class.
Yeah,
like she would dangle heels, she would slide her feet in and out.
She knew what she was doing.
Yes, yes. Like, I would sometimes go to her office, like once or twice I had to go in for her to talk about assignments because I wasn't doing good in her class, obviously.
Right.
And she's sitting at a computer, and she like has her like flats kicked off, and I'm like just staring as she's like just talking to me about my grade. Here I thought she would put them back on, she didn't, and I'm like,
oh my god, like, she is talking you about,
yeah, here she is talking to me about my grade and how I need to improve my grade, and my eyes are just like dumbfounded and locked, and of course like her toes are scrunching up, and I'm like, oh fuck.
Dude. Oh man. So you see that
you have to have now you see why I did it.
Mm-hmm. Listen, women, we are bewitching creatures, and we know exactly what we're doing with the feet attached to our legs. I just want all men to know that.
But the funny thing is, you know, after I did that, I apologized to her, and the answer even shocked me even more. She's like, oh no, that's fine, Chris. I didn't mind it. I actually found it interesting. She's like, now I can say that I've been tickle tortured by one of my students. She's And I'm like, okay, this is odd that you think that's I don't know. Like here I am thinking, oh my god, what is she gonna think? I need to apologize. And then the answer shocked me.
Oh my god, that's amazing. What the hell? Why does anything cool like that ever happen to lesbians?
I grew up in a different era. All my teachers were ugly. I don't remember any of their pieces. None of
so,
them.
Oh, so, no. Yeah. So,
Derek, you missed that too.
Actually, growing up in the late 90s, early 2000s, in my early grades, I did have teachers that were ugly. It wasn't until, I think, 9th or 10th grade that I didn't.
Okay.
Like, you know, from elementary through middle.
My teachers were hit or miss. So this one, oh my god, she must have been like 25, 26. Her name was Beatrice Buckwitz. She had the ugliest name.
Oh my god.
You're a Disney villain?
Sounds like a Disney or Pixar villain.
But listen, she was so gorgeous. She was so gorgeous. She was probably 5'3", 5'4", real petite, like, you know, black, curly, ringlet hair. Always red lips. She reminded me of Snow White, and she was just the sweetest person. Like, just so sweet, and her feet were amazing. And I would stare at them, and I was always like, "I love your nail polish," right? Like, just so like unabashed about it. If I was a boy and I said that in the early 90s, she might have called my dad and been like, "So, sir." But because I was a girl, she was like, "Oh, thank you, sweetie." And I'm just like, "Yeah, I want those toes in my nail."
I only had one teacher go barefoot around me once, and it was torture. When I was in 10th or 11th grade, or maybe even senior year, I had this one teacher. She was a business teacher, but also a computer science kind of teacher. and she was in charge of, like, at the time I was taking a few business classes, and I had her for one business course. She was the advisor of the FBLA, the Future Business Leaders of America stuff that I was in. And I also had her for a few computer programming courses, and I wasn't doing good in her computer programming courses. And if you were behind work, she would allow you to stay after school for like an hour or two just to get it done. And so I did it a few times, like once or twice. And of course, there were a few other students from some of her other classes. But this one time, it was only me one day because I was the only one who needed to do work. So because it was something really difficult and I needed help, she decided to grade papers while sitting next to me. Well, she wasn't directly next to me. There was like a chair in front of us and like between us. And I was working. I was trying to get stuff done. And I got to this really confusing part. And because I'm so focused on what I'm doing, I don't know what's going on around me. And I like, you know, turn over to ask her a question about something. And while she's grading papers, you know, her feet are kicked up on the chair next to me. And like her heels are on the floor, and I'm like, oh fuck. So I'm like, yeah, I you know, like I'm so. And she's like, what's wrong, Chris? And thankfully, I was able to pull it back together after shaking my head. But I don't know. It was tempting, but I knew I'd be fucked if I tried anything.
Fair enough. Well, hey, I hope that you'll have us back on the podcast. My my throat, my voice is going, so I definitely sadly have to end it here, as fun as it's been.
Yeah, that sounds okay. Yeah, we've been going for a while now that I look at the time. Well, I guess that would be
fun.
Yeah. I guess that will be it for this episode of the Kingster's Attic. Until next time.